This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Cowboys, according to Ian Rappaport, won't have a deal with Amari Cooper by the time the tampering window opens, but they've had talks and obviously want to bring him back. Those talks will continue.
Clearly.
As we have more information on that, we will deliver it straight to your ear holes. We promise. That's the promise that we deliver, all right?
Hey, free agency is open, Corey. Let's do this.
All right, so who do we go talk to first,
Kevin? We can't
Kevin?
Afford anybody.
Oh, well, I'm talking about our
spring break, man.
Oh, we're under contract.
We'll
you
talk
and I
to
are
him
under
next
contract.
Week.
Sharif is going to be a free agent soon.
Whoa,
on the line is radio.com sports NFL insider Mark Herzlich. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Mark, how's it going today, man?
Doing great. It's crazy time of football right now.
It's
the hours wild.
This is the best, man. This is our favorite time right now. We were just talking earlier and about the CBA, and we know that you know you were the treasurer and you were really heavily involved in that. What were those conversations like as y'all were preparing to work on the new CBA with the owners?
Well, the conversations. It's really interesting because everybody has a lot that they want to get done, get into the CBA, and you have to start somewhere. So, yeah, I remember the first meeting that we had during this negotiation time period. I think about seven or eight of the executive committee members, Eric Winston, the president, myself, the treasurer, and we sat down with the owners, and we just started really talking about things that each side really wanted and really cared about. And it started off a lot with, you know, increase in stadium credits because there's a lot of new stadiums that the owners want to build. And it come all the way to what we as players voted on just a few days ago with this really comprehensive CBA that, you know, is going to have a lot of good for the players, a lot of good for the owners. It was interesting on the vote, 50-50 split amongst the players, basically, on you know whether we ratify it or not. So I think it's a very interesting deal. It's obviously going to be a deal that you know, picked through and all the nuances we go through as the deal goes on. But you've already seen some effects of implementing the new CBA, where there's no transition tag, the additional transition tag that clubs have. Which they would have had if the deal hadn't gone through, it being the last year of the deal. So you already see some guys being really, you know, broken off, like Tannehill, and obviously the Cowboys are trying to figure out what to do with Amari Cooper now that they don't have that other tag.
I'm curious what, because you mentioned there's plenty of positives in there for the players, if there's like one or two particular aspects, maybe it is the dropping of that transition tag or the two tags, that you think is most beneficial for the players. And to go along with that, were you surprised that the vote did pass? Because a lot of people are like, it's not going to pass.
I was not surprised that it passed. I'll just answer that first. We had, you know, there's a bunch of different votes that everybody talks about in the executive committee. We had a vote on really on the principal terms of the deal and on what the deal looks like and if we thought it could get any better or not. And, you know, I personally had voted no at that point because I thought that we could get a little better in certain areas. But really, I think the biggest point, you asked me to kind of point to a few things that are beneficial to the players. And a couple things that I think really pushed it were the minimum salaries. And the minimum salaries going up a significant amount. They aren't what maybe I would have liked to see them be. I would have loved to see a rookie coming in this coming year at $1 million and then going up from there. But you have a significant rise, $100,000 rise in that rookie minimum salary, and then those continue to go up the term of the deal. But I think it'll be – I think that's really what the players saw too, is we're taking care of 60% of the guys by raising the minimums, because 60% of active players are actually on minimum salary. And it's kind of a crazy number to think about, but, you know, 15% of the salary cap goes to 60% of the guys, and the other 85% of the salary cap goes to, you know, the other guys on the team. So the other 40%. So, you know, that's where you're seeing all these huge deals come from. But, you know, that'll be huge. And then taking care of the former players, increasing the annuity and pensions for those former players, and then creating HRAs for some of the former players who didn't have HRAs while they were playing, to help with their medical costs. So yeah, I think those are two of the really standout things that are great for the players.
Talking with Mark Herzlich right here on 105.3 The Fan. And one of the things that always comes up when, you know, whenever it's time for one of these negotiating sessions with the NFL, is people ask about guaranteed contracts every single time. Have you seen that over the years? Is that just like a non-starter with the owners, or would you have to sacrifice pretty much every other conceivable thing you would want to get guaranteed contracts?
Yeah, I think it's really it's interesting when you're sitting in the negotiation rooms, even just among the players. You know, what do we feel about guaranteed contracts? And obviously, the want for a guaranteed contract is there, but you know, it's some education that we've had as a union. Yeah, you look at the other big leagues, you look at the NBA, you look at baseball, you look at all these guaranteed contracts that they have, and neither of those two sports got guaranteed contracts through a CBA. They got those because the top players, when they negotiated their deals, they said, okay, I'm only playing for guaranteed contracts. And they basically set a standard for the rest of the players negotiating afterwards in the guaranteed terms. And you know, I was actually kind of excited after the Kirk Cousins deal, where he had so much guaranteed money in his contract, that maybe the next quarterback to sign would do the same thing. It hasn't gone that way, but guaranteed contracts are something that really the owners, I think they would, you say non-starter, I guess it's kind of a non-starter, because you know, it's almost impossible in their minds to set up a team with all the injuries and everything. So I think, you know, that becomes, you know, one of the points that we say, hey, we would love to have this, but are we going to die on the hill over it? It didn't come down to that.
So Mark, I'm a former Major League Baseball player, and just to, and you might know this or not, but I mean, back when Donald Fehr was our main guy, you know, he said, hey, let's not talk about, this is kind of 2000 through 2008 when I was part of the Major League Baseball union, is let's not talk about the NFL, because look, they're so bad at this. We don't want to, you know, crush them if they are making some progress and actually making a deal that is beneficial for the players. And so coming from that stance, is this in the history of the NFL? Do the owners usually make their best deal the first deal given to the NFL? And when it comes to baseball and basketball, two other popular sports, has there been precedent where the owners actually give the best deal and then it keeps getting worse after you keep saying no?
I would say that you will get the best deal as a union, as the NFL players would get the best deal if they went on strike for 2 years.
Oh.
And they really put that crunch down the owners. At that point, you'd get the owners back to the table, and you might get the best deal possible. I think in terms of this early deal, this early negotiation, this is a mutually compromised CBA that I think the players felt like, hey, this could be a lot better. Obviously, they're playing a 17th game. They don't, you know, the players don't really like that. There's a lot of things that they don't necessarily like. However, are the players going to be able to strike or walk away from football for a length of time that is going to be required to get back at the bargaining table? And I think that played a part in a lot of the people who voted yes, is that, yeah, there are some good things in this CBA. Are they where we maybe want them to be? Would we rather get rid of all franchise tags? Yes. Would we want to increase minimums even more? Yes. Would we want to have an even higher percentage of the money? Yes. But were the players willing to really go on a work stoppage or have a labor dispute over those points? And then the answer ended up being no.
We are joined right now by Radio.com Sports NFL insider Mark Herzlich, who we've talked with before. He is the former treasurer of the NFL Players Association. Inside those meetings, that's what sounds fascinating, is how both sides sat down to work on those discussions together. But what ultimately happened, Mark, was they eventually led to a full player vote. And I think it was the numbers were about 20% of the players did not vote. Would you guys much rather have seen everybody at least have their say on this?
Yeah, we would have loved to have every single person vote. And, you know, it's obviously a dense population, just the active players. But you look at it, it's the off season. Guys are traveling. Guys are all over the place. A lot of these young guys who are coming in, who are maybe rookies last year, you know, unfortunately barely know what the union is. We try to educate everybody, but... you know, you get this email saying, hey, vote on this thing. And I think some people, you know, maybe didn't have the time or put the time in to educate themselves on what they were voting on. So they figured, I don't want to vote either way. So, yes, we would love to have 100%. But even the fact that we have 80% of the guys, you know, making that vote and educating themselves on what they're voting on was huge. So, you know, I think we got a really good glimpse of what the entire population of the NFL felt about this CBA.
Does that frustrate you at all? Like, everything that you said, I understand that there are reasons maybe they didn't want to vote, and if you're newer to the league, but if people like me, and I know I'm just in sports media, but it's not even my job to be in the NFL, and I feel like I took the time to learn about it. Wouldn't you think, like, if this is your business and your line of work, you would take or make the time to learn about it, or at least get to your phone to vote? Is that frustrating to you at all?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's probably frustrating. I'm sure there's colleagues that you know of who probably don't take their time to learn about what they're talking about.
Yes, 100% there are. Mostly at the competitors, though, so don't worry about that.
So, oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I totally agree with you, but, you know, I think, you know, If we could get 80% of America to go out and vote for the presidential election, I think people would be pretty happy about that. So, you know, 80% of the guys, I guess, you know, they made their vote. They cast their vote the way they wanted it.
Can we put you in charge of making sure 80% of people vote for president in this next election? We got a few months.
Yeah. It's one thing. You say, okay, let's go from just rallying 2,000-plus players to the entire nation. I appreciate you putting that on my shoulders. Thank you.
We got time. You don't have until November. We can't
even get
this
people
out
to not party at a St. Patty's Day parade, Kevin. Come on. There's a lot of stuff we got to get going on here. Mark Herzlich hanging out with us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.
I just wanted to see how many answers he really had.
I understand that. All right. So we did talk about the, you know, this is the free agency period now. Here we go. This thing's about to get rocking. How surprised are you to already see this much activity and this much change happening? Because it looks like teams are prepared. I didn't think with what happened with the country over the weekend that they would already be making moves like this.
Yeah, well, you know, if I know anything about general managers and scouts and everything, I think they probably self-quarantined altogether, at least on conference calls and doing their due diligence, because – yeah, really, it's a competition. You know, you go from just talking about CBA negotiations, where all the owners and all the, you know, the teams are on the same page, to now it's a battle from team to team, and who can get a little bit more, who can get a better player, who can get to a guy first. So, you know, you're starting to see that true competition. I think that's what makes sports so great, is that there's not just competition on the field level, but there's all the behind the scenes front office competition that has really ramped up, and you're going to see it ramp up even more now that the tampering period is going to come into effect in, you know, just a few minutes.
Do you like that they call it the tampering period instead of the start of free agency? It makes it sound so much more seedy. I enjoy it.
I know, you feel like really sneaky. You're like, oh, this is such a sneaky time of year. But no, I think it's hilarious. I was actually just thinking about, you know, you're reading this, the tampering period begins. It's like, you know, it was like almost like taboo. Like, oh, we'll get a few hours to do this on our own, and then free agency begins. But it's a good time to be one of these highly pursued players. I know that.
Well, we really appreciate your time, Mark, and we look forward to talking to you again, man.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It'll be interesting to see what the Cowboys do with Amari coming up.
Oh, yeah, just keep an eye on our Twitter accounts. Yeah. We'll have all the news for you soon.
And $33 million for the big dog. Not a bad year. Not a bad payday.
It might be 38. We'll see.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, he's got the franchise tag now. It could be a lot all different right. by the end of the day.
All right.
Mark Hurts, have a good one, man.
Take care, guys.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Mark Hertzlet. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Couple things. One, there is never a conversation where Mike Bassick doesn't shoehorn in that he was a former MLB player.
Thanks. I just wanted to make sure he knows the perspective that we're coming from, that Donald Fear was like, let's try to not make fun of how pathetic this union is that's in the NFL.
Wow. I also want to point out,
I mean, that's actually being said.
Kevin,
I don't know NBA union, but MLB players union for 2 decades at least has been saying, let's try to not make fun if we're an active player. Let's not make fun of how bad NFL players are with their rights.
But it's different. It's far different on their loyalties. Kevin, I know that you think that Rob Manfred hates baseball. You've 100%. Said that many times.
Yeah.
You've been trying to convince Mike that this is true. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, according to Bob Nightingale, says they are having a press conference call at noon advising all teams to shut down their facilities. Several GMs are bracing for delay now as late as July.
Holy crap. Like, I know this wouldn't happen, and this would actually be terrible in the grand scheme, but it would just make me chuckle for half a second if somebody's like, "How do you think the whole season might get canceled?" And he just goes, "Eh, either way." Like, that's just how I could envision
it's just
it.
Just baseball.
Yeah, who cares?
It's just a piece of metal.
Yeah, go watch football. Like, that's just what I'm waiting for him to say.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.